This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Argentina's coronavirus death toll surpassed 10,000 on Monday, the government said, as the South American nation struggled to bring its infection rate under control. Of 488,007 confirmed cases of COVID-19, there have been 10,129 deaths. Almost half of the coronavirus tests administered are yielding a positive result. Argentina has been under lockdown since March 20th, though cases have spiked in recent weeks. Some areas of the country, including the capital, remain under varying levels of quarantine. Meanwhile, Australia's second most populous state of Victoria on Tuesday reported 55 new cases and 8 deaths. Victoria has become the COVID-19 hotspot of the country. The southeastern state, which extended a hard lockdown in its capital of Melbourne until September 28th, now accounts for about 75% of the country's 26,377 cases and 90% of its 770 deaths. Earlier, the World Health Organization said countries that bolstered their healthcare systems in recent years have fared better than others amid the COVID-19 pandemic. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus praised Thailand, Mongolia, and Senegal for their response to the virus and urged all governments to learn from the current pandemic and prepare for the next one. U.S. President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden traded verbal attacks about COVID-19 vaccines in their respective Labor Day remarks today. The president called for the Democratic Party nominees to immediately apologize for the reckless anti-vaccine rhetoric. That's a quote. Biden told reporters in Pennsylvania on Monday he'd like to see a vaccine as soon as possible, even if it cost him the election. You're listening to VOA News.